Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to be talking you through sorting a data sheet. So if you want to play along, please follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB37 and open with 2013. If you have been playing along, I've been a bit of a cheeky monkey because I have obtained this form here, which is form, if I can find it, form bookings, which is just the form that houses the booking data sheet that we made, and I've kept the same buttons, but I want to add a sort by check-in date and a sort by checkout date button. So first things first, if you've been sort of playing along, you can check out the macro actions, for example future bookings, and you can see it's browse to action, which we covered in a previous tutorial. But thing to note is the where condition, where we're future bookings, it means that the checkout date needs to be later than today, and in order to filter by dates you need to use these hash signs or hashtags, so I'll let you do that, go through these and check them out. This can't work because we don't have the data. Yeah, we don't have form bookings data entry, we'll get that later. But what we're interested in doing is putting a couple of buttons here that will sort this data sheet. So let's go to layout view, design tab, click on the button and drop it in there. Just call that CMD sort check in and sort by check in. And drop another button in here, which we're going to call CMD sort check out, and format or caption sort by check out, sort but check out, sort by check out. Okay, so save that. Alright, so now very simple macro, click on sort by check in, go to event, on click, macro builder. And it's set order by check in. I think it's check in or check in date. DS. Okay. I'm not even sure. Check in date. Yeah, check in date. So this should work. So if we go to form view, click on sort by check in, what it will do is it will organize the check-in dates from the oldest to the newest at the bottom. DS refers to this control here. If I can show it, this is the subform control, and subform control is called DS. Again, we covered this previously, and it's housing, it's not query bookings extended, it's forms bookings extended DS. Now the other thing to mention about check-in is that I don't want to see the oldest date first, I actually want to see the newest date first, so I can see who's the newest check-in person, if that makes any sense. So you go order by check-in date and DESC, that means descending. So now if I click on form view, it does exactly the same thing but it reverses the order of the check-in date. Sorry. We're just going to do the same thing on sort by checkout date. So on click, macro builder, set order by, and it's checkout date, DESC, DS. Okay. Right. Okay, so that's that. Now, that's the video as far as sorting goes. For those who have been playing along, let's just drop this form in the navigation form by changing form main to layout view, grabbing form bookings, and that should really be the top form in there. Got a format caption, just change that to bookings, and I do believe we're good. Okay, so that's how to sort, and we've dropped that in there, so we're good. All right, thank you for watching, and see you next video.